What's up? What's up? Welcome, welcome to the official episode 2 of JP Podcast.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Let's go. We are on episode 2, and it's your girl Ja. I am the J in JP Podcast.
And it's your girl Paris Perrier, Big P.
Q-P-Ski.
And I am the P in JP Podcast.
I am so excited that we're on episode 2, Pear. Like, every time we get to another episode, I'm about to be like, ooh.
I know, it just makes us, like, feel so much better. Like, I don't know, I'm so excited.
It gets ramping up.
Yes.
I wish I could see her face. She's...
Shut up. Like, I'm just excited to be doing something so creative and so, like, entrepreneurial. No, not, you know, this is us doing this. Like, who else do you know is doing a podcast like us?
You're so funny. I'm just really excited that we're really... doing our thing. Like, we are really expressing ourselves and kind of just talking about things that interest us, and we're just navigating our life, really, and just sharing it with y'all.
But I love that we get to be able to be open and vulnerable to many people.
Yeah,
like it feels good in a way. But it also feels like, ooh, should I say this? Should I say that?
I don't really care. Like, let's just get into it. Let's just talk about it.
Okay,
get into it. But yeah, we're going to get into it. Welcome to episode 2. The title of episode 2 is, what's your sign?
What's your sign?
What's your sign? I just creep from behind. I'm here with that line. What's your name? What's your sign?
Ooh. Tell me, girl. Tell me, girl. What's up, my goodness.
Yeah, in episode 1, we actually asked you all to let us know what your sign is. What sign would you never date again? And possibly what sign would you be open to dating? And we're going to get into some of the responses. You guys actually, you know, gave us a lot of good feedback, reached out to us through our social medias and via email to let us know your answers.
But y'all did a good job. Like,
yeah, the support is crazy, first of all.
It is crazy. I'm like, wow. And it's so funny how when we look up and see who's watching us, I'm like, I didn't even expect it to go that far. But yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
we
have people watching in like Germany and France. listening, I'm sorry. But yeah, it was just like crazy. Like,
yeah, it was just, let's give ourselves a round of applause for actually continually doing this and being very, not accurate, but consistent.
Consistent.
We're being very consistent with what we're doing. And I just want to, like, every Wednesday, we're going to be doing this. This is something you're going to hear every Wednesday.
Yes. 8 p.m. CST, Central Standard Time. Thank you.
It's in the game.
But honestly, you know, before we get into everybody else's responses, I'm kind of curious, Paris. Like,
what's up? What you want
to
know? What's
I mean,
sign?
I already know your
you
annoying
sign. You want me to describe
sign.
Myself a little bit to the viewers and give them a little insight on what's my sign and what sign I make.
I'm curious what your answer is, because obviously me and you have known each other since birth. Like, so I know. But at the same time, like, we haven't talked about it, like, in a while.
Yeah, let's get
I'm curious as what your answer is.
So, as y'all know, my name is Paris. I'm the QP Ski. And I am a fellow Aquarius. Groundhog baby. Yes.
God.
First off.
No, I'm in that good way.
We determine if you get 6 more weeks of winter. Oh. So, I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, but shout out to Texas, though. What winter?
Right, what that winter? What winter? It was a great birthday this year. But back to the story. Yes, I am Aquarius. To say what sign I would date again, I would say it's a love-hate relationship with them. Mm-hmm. But I kind of want to date another Taurus.
You would date a Taurus?
I would.
An Aquarius and a Taurus.
It's so much love that could be there, but we are so both headstrong on what we want. We forget about everything else. We're like, nah, forget it. We don't.
You know, Taurus is represented by Venus. Mm-hmm. You know, the planet of love, anyway. And I feel like a lot of like Tauruses are like really romantic, actually.
They are, but
I think you're a lover girl, low key.
I am a lover girl, but I just be in my own way sometimes, and I be like, I'm not doing this shit.
You're like, no, thank you.
No, thank you. No, thank you at all. But a sign that I would probably never date again, you're going to be very shocked by this.
I want to know.
I wouldn't date again because they are so fucking sneaky, so conniving, so just No.
I'm curious. Who is it?
Capricorn.
Girl, I was about to say Scorpio.
I love Scorpios. I love Scorpios.
A sneaky Cap. Girl, every Capricorn I know is sneaky.
Yeah, me too.
Every me Capricorn too. I know is me sneaky. Too. That's crazy.
I love me some Capricorns, but them boys. Like, I'm cool with the girl Capricorns. But them boys.
Too. I'm like good on Capricorns. They're not the sign I would never date, but I'm good on them too. I feel that. Yeah, they are sneaky.
I was with a Capricorn for a couple of years, and it was just like, he would lie about every little thing. Like
if in I the sense of like cheating or just like it, where he was at, period, or like what?
All of that. Like, you don't have to lie. Like, for one time, it was a...
No, I'm agreeing with you. Like, that's... Like, they just lie. They just lie. They're sneaky.
They do. But we're going to ask you, what would you date? What's your sign? And what sign would you not date anymore?
Oof. Okay, let me see. So, as everybody already knows, I'm a proud Scorpio. Okay. Big November, not October. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all heard Tyrese and Signs of Lovemaking. You know what I'm saying? He met a Scorpio.
He didn't say nothing about Aquarius, so I ain't.
I mean, we know why. But I'm just playing. Y'all should see her face. She looks so bad. But no, yeah, I'm a big Scorpio. Thank you. November, I'll be the big 3-0. But a sign I would never date again. Ever. Mm-hmm. Is an Aries. I attract a lot of Aries.
I love Aries.
I don't know if it's because I was reading some like stuff about Scorpios, and I know my planet that represents me is Pluto and also Mars, and Aries is also represented by like Mars, like the ambition, the power, whatever.
See, I just know my rise.
Well, I'm trying to see why I attract Aries. I attract a lot of Aries. Mm-hmm. Like, they just,
they're
like
fiery.
Like, they are, and I kind of like it a little bit though, only because I'm very introvert. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, I'm very introvert, and I need like somebody to bring out the extrovert in mm-hmm. me.
That's how I feel about an Aries. Like, for like how we were talking about the last couple of episodes, how I'm an extrovert to you because mm-hmm. you're an introvert. I'm an introvert to an Aries.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that because you're way more outgoing than me in the sense of like wanting to be outside and be.
We outside tonight.
Yeah, like wanting to be outside and like stuff like that. But I'm more introvert. I definitely will prefer to stay in the house and read a book and light a candle. Thank you. I just feel like I always attracted Aries because I do like people that are extrovert, because I'm not necessarily introvert where like I won't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. I just have to, you know, you gotta coax me into it a little bit, and I'll be like, all right, I'll get dressed and put my shoes on. Mm-hmm. But but why I would never date them though, they are narcissistic. Like, if it's not involving them, mm-hmm. no matter what it is, I could literally be having like worst day ever, and they're like, yeah, you know, that just reminded me, I was gonna tell you, I had a really bad day. I'm crying. Like, like, comfort me. What are you talking about? Like it's just everything though. They're very self-centered. Everything revolves around them. Certain things like that don't bother me a lot, or usually, I would say. Just because I like hearing people talk about themselves. You know, I want to know more about you, obviously. But it gets to a point where, like, you don't care about anything that I'm doing. You don't want to ask me anything. You don't want to know nothing about me. Like, it's just very, you know, self-centered. And there's a whole bunch of other things. I can get into, like, all types of stories for my experiences with Aries. Like, but just very narcissistic. We're just gonna leave it there. We're gonna leave it there. I ain't trying to air nobody out on podcast.
Go ahead. This is anything and everything. We supposed to be getting deep with everybody. You know, we ain't supposed to be cutting shit short. You over here trying to cut it short. Now explain yourself.
No, they're just narcissistic, man. It's just
so
crazy.
What would you date again, man?
What would I? Who would I like? What type of sign I would date again? Mm-hmm. Okay, like. As a Scorpio, I don't find myself to be toxic. But I mean, I would date another Aries. I'm just
there go that ink. There go the indeceptiveness.
No.
Like, deception.
No, because they're exciting. They're so exciting. But at the same time, like, I need you to be like healed, and maybe because all the Aries
so
that
you
I
wouldn't
did.
Date an Aries, but you
no, but listen,
Aries.
I'm about to say. Let me clarify myself, girl.
Please.
I'm just saying, like, I don't want you to come to me unhealed. And I feel like all the Aries I dated were just unhealed from like previous traumas and relationships. Mm-hmm. So it just made them a certain type of way to me. But I do like the fiery passion behind Aries. But on the flip side, I would be very interested in dating a water sign. Like Cancer, Pisces, another Scorpio. I've never really dated another Scorpio ever. But it's
y'all
just
are the best of me.
But I think I'm very intense, and I know I'm a very intense person, whether I'm like looking you deep in your soul when you're talking to me, or you know, just wanting to know all about.
Yeah, you got
about
that bad. Like you be wanting people to stop what they doing. Stop.
No, I need your undivided attention.
You got my undivided attention. I don't necessarily have to be looking at you.
Yes,
for you.
Do.
No, I do
yes,
not.
Yes, you do. But the whole point though is that I don't know. I would be interested in dating a water sign to like maybe have them match my intensity. Mm-hmm. And I feel like only another water sign could possibly do that. Because I need to be able to get deep, you know?
True. So, in the last episode, we had asked, what is your favorite sign? Just general. We talked about what sign we would date. We talked about our sign.
You know, you was trying to play me and you was going to tell us your favorite sign. And I, you know, I don't want to toot my own horn or anything, but I'm curious as to what your favorite sign is, Paris.
So, my favorite overall sign.
Yeah, out of all 12.
Out of all 11 of them.
Don't play with me.
What's out up? Of all 12, my favorite sign would be a Sagittarius.
Ooh.
And I say that because, like, we have this bond. Like, I have so many Sagittariuses in my family. The bond is so thick. We rarely get into it. We rarely have any. Like, we always on the same one accord with one another. And then when we do get into it or have a disagreement or something, it's like, why are we even fighting about this when we're talking about and saying the same thing?
That's true. Have you, like, noticed that you like a sign, but it doesn't matter? Like, it matters if they're male or female? Mm-hmm. Like, do you get along with female Sagittarius?
Yeah.
Or do you get along with female and male?
Well, it's mostly more females.
Okay.
But I could get along with the males. The males are fine. Like for Scorpios, I love female Scorpios.
Period.
But the men Scorpios?
I can see that. I've heard
baby
that.
Baby bye.
I've heard that people like female Scorpios, but they don't like, you know, like male Scorpios. Or I've heard that, like, you know, I like November Scorpios, but not October or vice versa. Mm-hmm. I've heard things like that. That's crazy. Because I feel the same way about Aquariuses in general. Like, I tend to have a lot of really close personal relationships with Aquariuses. Uh-huh. Like siblings and just friends and stuff with Aquariuses. And they're all women, though. And I get along great with them. But, like, I remember I tried to date an Aquarius, like, man one time. Baby, no, thank you.
So, what's your favorite sign
overall?
Mm-hmm. And tell me why. Because you be trying to be. And I'm gonna sugarcoat.
I ain't trying to shake the spot. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to
shake
up the spot.
Shake the trees.
I would say overall, Cancer. Cancer is my favorite sign overall. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, they're deep. I've never really dated a Cancer at all. It was more like, I tried to date a male Cancer and it was just freaking horrible. But friendship-wise, family-wise, I love Cancers. They're sweet, they're nurturing, they're caring. And it's not like the fake caring. You know, like when people are like, oh yeah, didn't you say you had like a job interview or something? Oh, how'd it go? You know, like no, Cancers will be like, oh, like you said you had a job interview at this corporation down the street. It was at 11:30. I know you're probably still in it. And it's, you know, 11:45 now, but call me right after. I'm so excited. Like they like will take the time to really care. And I love that. My best friend is a Cancer and I love that so much.
Sit down and look you in your eyes and be like, tell me about your day.
Well, I want that because I'm really big on reciprocation. And so the thing is, I do that too. Like if it's something really important to you, like I'll go out of my way, or if it's like a special event for you, or like, you know, I dote on people that I care about. Yeah. And so the thing is I want that in return.
But it's so crazy.
And I just love that in my friendships, my friends were all like very equally yoked. So I really appreciate all of my friends, you know.
Yeah.
So we're just all, we all ride for
each
other.
It's crazy because I have friends, but like I really rock with my family more. Mm-hmm. Like I think my family is my friend.
Like I feel like, especially when you're older, like I feel like that's kind of how it should be. Like,
yeah, like I can talk to y'all about anything and everything.
That's facts.
Anything, everything.
Hey, okay, period. but I agree with that 100%, Pear.
Like it's so crazy. Yeah. But yeah, I was looking up some articles and I found some stuff that was dedicated to like lovers who are the top lovers of the zodiac sign and who are like the best friends, like who would you consider as your best friend. So I'm gonna ask you this before I even get into
okay, what's
it
up?
Give me your number one who you think is the top lover,
like who's the freakiest.
We already know who freaky is. See, Aquarius.
You know what I'm saying?
We ain't gonna say none of that. But you know, it's Aquarius.
Okay.
But as like lovers wise, who do you think would be the best lover? And as like friends wise, who would be the best friend?
Okay, I'm a little biased. I think Scorpio is the best lover. And I also think Scorpio is the best friend.
What?
I think I'm a great person.
Why would you even think that? See, that's that. What's the word I want to say?
What?
The word that you are so around of yourself.
Full of myself?
Yeah,
conceited? Full of yourself.
Conceited.
Oh, that's period. Full of myself. I'm conceited.
Definitely is. I don't care. You should care.
Who's the number one lover?
So the number one lover would be a Leo.
Oh, okay, I'm a Leo rising, period. Okay, so Leo. Feeling myself conceited. Feeling myself conceited.
The next one they said you do fall in line as a lover.
Yes.
Scorpios.
Ooh. Okay.
And then I'm gonna give you just the top three. And then the third one was Pisces.
Pisces, ooh, lovers. I could see that.
But I can't.
Really?
No, because I'm like, I had a rough time with Pisces.
Sheesh.
Rough time. We're going to get into that on another story. But
sheesh.
I was like, how could you? Anyway, and as best friends.
What's up?
Guess what the number one is.
I'm not sure, actually. Like, who would be the number one friend?
Libra.
Libra? Lying Libra? Look, wait, let's run it back real quick. So we was talking about how Capricorns are sneaky, right? And liars. No, fuck that shit. Libras, them motherfuckers will look you in your eye and be like, I never said that. And I'll be, shorty, what are you talking about?
But they're good as friends, though. That's what they
said. Man, ain't no friend of mine about to lie to my face.
Man, they said Libras was good. And then number two.
What's up?
Scorpios.
Ooh.
Number two is Scorpios.
I'm always big three.
And then I did make it as a good friend, but they said I'm more of like the laid back version. Mm-hmm. Like, don't come to me if you're not gonna want the truth.
That's true. You're very honest, and I love that about you.
I'm very brutally honest.
Ooh, big three. Motherfucker, yeah, so big three. It's just big me. Nigga, boom. I'm gonna hit it with that cake. Dot, nigga, boom.
Bro, stop it.
No, bro. I'm glad. Like, we're top, though. We're good friends.
Do not be bringing Drake into this.
Drake.
That's a whole other story for
Say
another day.
Say
OVHO. When I say, LaVanna had that on replay.
Sheesh.
I'm like, bro, can we get another song?
I can't hold you. I went to go get lunch today, and I was in the car. OVHO. Not a West Coast banger, please. But no, man, fuck. But it's crazy because I was actually looking up some stuff too about like horoscopes and zodiac signs just to prepare for the episode, and I was kind of surprised. Like, they have the best like couples in the zodiac, right? And I was kind of surprised with who they were pairing people up with. So
I want to take a guess.
Who do you think? Yeah, your number one pairs are.
So I would say they would probably have me pair with, because I really want to experience this, a Gemini.
Okay.
Either a Gemini, a Leo.
Okay.
Or maybe a Cancer.
You know what's crazy? Before we get into this, your sister sign is actually a Leo. Girl, I was reading all into this for this episode, yes. So sister sign is the sign that's the complete opposite. So for instance, how you are on the inside, that's how they are on the outside, and how they are on the inside is how you are on the outside. Yeah, exactly. Mm. So I'm like, that's kind of crazy. So your sister sign is actually a Leo.
Mm. Ooh, I would like to be with a Leo.
Maybe I should have set you up with a Leo.
Maybe a Gemini.
Oh, I think either one would be good for you. I'm not gonna lie. Have you ever dated a Libra?
I don't think I
have. I feel like you would be good with like an air sign or a fire sign.
Yeah, I need somebody that can handle this aggression.
I thought all of the ones that I thought were my top were actually my top.
And what were yours?
So my top pairings are Pisces, Cancer, and Virgo.
Ooh.
And they're all water. I love Virgos. My other best friend is a Virgo, period.
Now, them Virgos be feisty.
I love that.
They be feisty. They be the first ones to turn up.
That's
first
true.
Ones.
That's true. That's true.
And Aries, Virgos. First ones to turn up.
That's true. That's true. She first was definitely like
I'm like,
bust some heads for sure.
I'd be like, who gonna start some?
I know, it'd be like a movie. I'd be like,
back and forth.
Yeah, facts. But so let's see what your top pairings were.
Uh-huh. Let me see.
So we have Aries and Aquarius. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we go good.
Taurus and Cancer, which is kind of crazy because I know a few Cancers who was fucking around with Taurus. I ain't gonna air no shit out though. No shake the room. Let me be quiet. We have Gemini and Aquarius.
Ooh! I said that one.
That was good. You said that one. And then we have Cancer and Pisces, two water signs. We have Leo and Sagittarius, fire and fire. Virgo and Taurus, that is feisty. Sheesh. Then we have Libra and Gemini. Scorpio and Cancer, knew that. Then we have Sagittarius and Aries.
Mm-hmm.
We have Capricorn and Taurus. That sounds very boring. I don't know
Capricorn
why.
Capricorn and Taurus.
It sounds very boring to me. I don't know why. Aquarius and Gemini. And then we have the 12th place being Pisces and Scorpio. So I knew.
Well, you got one and I got one.
Yeah.
So maybe we should do some
what's up?
Zodiac dating.
What, like, set up, like blind date each other?
Yeah, with the Zodiac.
So maybe I should. I know a few Leos and Geminis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, I don't know. I'm just saying, if you.
I just
you
like, are, I need hefty.
Okay, you know what? Actually, y'all can reply to this episode if you know Leo and Gemini. Big QP Ski want to take you off the car, boom.
Eat you off the bone.
Oh, my God. Wait a second. I gasped.
Look, don't get me started because you already know who the big freak.
Oh my God. Okay.
Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mom. I would definitely want to set you up with like a Leo or Gemini. Who would you set me up with? Like
Pisces.
A Pisces. Okay. Okay.
Or Cancer.
Okay.
I think you need a gentle soul. Yeah. You really do. You need somebody that's going
to
be looking at you in the days at all times.
Yeah, I need someone like follow around like a puppy. Like, I need you to be like in my skin.
I swear, like, if I step over, I want to accidentally step on you.
Yes. Like, I need somebody to be in my skin. Like
if I had on a t-shirt, I need you to get up in the t-shirt with me.
Bro, if I can do that, we get married. You're my husband.
I'm going to slither my way
through. You're my man.
Put my eyes through and say hi.
I definitely need a water sign for sure.
Oh, well, I don't know. I need an earth sign. Somebody to bring me down earth because I'll be up in the sky.
I don't know, Pear. I really do think that, you know.
But, so we're going to talk about some of the feedback.
Yeah.
That we got back.
You guys are so awesome. Like, the support was crazy that we received
via email, via Instagram, and just telling us. You know?
Yeah, you guys definitely reached out and went like above and beyond to tell us a few things. Some of the feedback we got, we'll just go through a few because there were so many. But for instance, I know I got two that I saw a pair.
Mm-hmm.
But I had somebody that is a Cancer. We won't say names. We'll keep it anonymous for you all. But somebody that's a Cancer that said that they would never date another Taurus.
Mm.
Like ever.
Mm.
And I was kind of shocked because I used to think that Cancer and Taurus was a good pairing. But what do I know?
I know a Pisces. I heard. I read about one of the Pisces, and she's married to a Gemini.
Ooh, but they're both mutable signs.
They are.
Yeah. Okay. That works.
And they have been married for. We actually said they've been married for a long time, mm-hmm. and they, you know, they have the ups and downs. But at the end of the day, they're still rocking with each other.
Facts. You know, I actually, speaking of like marriage and signs and stuff, like. Some of the feedback we got too was somebody that is an Aquarius,
mm-hmm.
and we talked about sister signs,
uh-huh.
and they're engaged to a Leo.
Oh yeah, you gotta step me up with a Leo.
Yeah, we gotta see. Get your husband, girl.
I gotta find me one. I need to put a ring on my finger.
Oh my gosh. That's just so crazy though. Like, I don't know. Like, do you really think, though, like, signs hold weight when it comes to, like, who you're dating? Like, would you really, like, turn someone away?
I wouldn't turn anybody away because it's not a big thing for me for signs, but it is a big thing. Yeah. Not necessarily saying, like, oh, I don't want to talk to you because of it, but as an aspect of if you're into that spirituality type of thing, I do like that. Mm-hmm. But as of, like, just saying, oh, you that sign, I don't want to talk to you. No, I would definitely still talk to you because I'm a personality type of person.
Yeah.
Like, I do like looks. Like, you have to be up to some part of some type of way. But what really triggers me, what really gets my heart, is how you really act with me, how you interact with me, how you make me feel by speaking to me and touching me and just really loving on me. What about you?
I am somebody who really likes the way just like the human brain works and how we kind of fit people into boxes and categories and whatever. Mm-hmm. I would never judge somebody or turn someone away based on those things. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be like, oh, like, you're a Capricorn. Like, I would never again. Like, oh, you can't, you know what I'm saying? I would never do that. Like, it's all fun and games at the end of the day. But it's just kind of cool to think that psychologically we fit into these little boxes. You know, because honestly, can you say that some of this stuff is wrong that you read about in Aquarius?
No.
Like, all the stuff they say about Scorpios, like, that's me.
Yeah, mature. But you know what's so crazy? They say a lot about different signs to make you think that it could be something else. So, because they could say something about an Aries, and I'd be like, oh, I feel like that could be me. Or something about a Taurus. Like, oh, that could be
but
me.
Okay, so that's what I was looking up, though, about, like, you know, like, your birth chart and all these planets and, like, all that stuff, because it just depends, like, where you are, you know, like, if you're going to be someplace, I don't know, like, if you have, like, placements in other areas, it could change like how you are based on like another Aquarius.
I'm just gonna say that's my alter ego.
That's my alter ego.
Look, I got split personality.
Oh my god, that's why, you know, that's why Tyrese didn't mention y'all in mono.
But first off, y'all guys, everybody got a split personality. You got a stinger.
Who?
You.
I'm a sweet angel baby at all times. I'm an angel. Everybody that knows me knows that
she is though. I love being around her. She is my baby.
Period. Angel baby.
QP ski. JP ski.
Oh my gosh. But
why we keep tweaking?
Girl, we move on. Oh my gosh. But getting into the last bit, mm-hmm. actually, of the podcast is that time.
It's their time already?
Yeah.
Dang.
I know. It goes some more. We just be sitting here chopping it up. And honestly, I could talk about horoscopes all day because, baby, I got some stories.
Yeah, this is her thing.
Baby, I got some stories.
Look, how about you guys do this? If you want us to get in depth of a particular thing,
let us know. We'll do a one-off. Like, trust me, because I can talk. I love to talk. I'll say rap with somebody all day.
Talk your ears off.
And I have some stories,
me too.
Okay, about different zodiac signs. Now, granted, I haven't, you know, intertwined with every zodiac sign out there, but... Oh, my God.
I didn't say nothing.
She said, baby, let me tell you something.
I'm just going to keep quiet right now.
QP scheme.
Confide about me.
I haven't intertwined with
I haven't either.
You know what I'm saying?
I be talking shit.
But we definitely both have some stories that we can share with y'all. In.
Definitely good, bad, and the ugly.
The super ugly, the super good. Okay.
The super nitty gritty.
The super, you know. But in the meantime, in between time, it's time to play. Drum roll, please. Anything and every team.
Yes. So, last episode, we asked you guys to figure out what we were describing. Mm-hmm. It's about anything and everything.
What answers did you get? Before you go over, like...
What answers did I get?
Yeah, like, did people tell you some crazy stuff?
They did. I got, somebody told me they thought it was a toy, like an adult toy. Somebody told me it could have been a person. Somebody could have told me.
But we said sometimes I'm hairy. What type of hairy adult toy do you have? No, never mind. No, thank you. Don't tell me. No, thank you.
I'm just going to keep quiet.
No, thank you.
But we're going to talk about that later. Not right now, though. Not right now. But no, yeah, I got like, it could have been a person. It could have been a toy. It could have been like a little fuzz ball.
Somebody told me they thought it was a man.
It could have been a man.
I was like, nah. They sometimes get confused for one another. I mean, you know, once you guys hear the answer, they sometimes get confused.
Sometimes. They can be a man.
Yeah.
It can be a boy. I don't know. But to go over that, we said it was in all sizes. It comes in all sizes. Sometimes they're hairy. They are very territorial. They love to sleep a lot. Mm-hmm. They love to be outside. Mm-hmm. And cars are their favorite. That's why somebody thought it was a man, because the car, sleep.
Oh, I just thought the territorial.
The territorial, yeah.
Just sleep a lot, hairy.
I wish I had a man that was territorial over me. Like, just grab me. Just come here, girl.
Sheesh.
Sometimes you be needing it, though, so I can just shake it off. Be like, oh, hi.
Yeah, your ass crazy. Yeah, no thank you. What was it, though? Like,
so, the answer was, and we had some people get this right. So shout out to y'all.
Yes,
but the answer was a dog.
Yeah.
If you answered a dog, round of applause to you.
Yeah.
If you answered something else, I'm sorry. It was incorrect.
Honestly though, if you said it was a man too, I'll give it to you. Hey, I thought that was funny.
It was.
It was funny a little bit.
I was like, no guys, that is wrong. And then it was somebody who was really personal to us, who know us, and they was listening to the podcast. They was like, bro, that's our dog.
I know, our little baby. Those of you who know us know that we have a sweet little Maltese baby.
Sweet?
He is sweet. He's our baby.
Sweet?
His name is Ghosty.
Ghosty,
my baby. Yeah, he's right here. Hi, baby.
Man, if you heard the click clack or anything like that, that's him.
Yeah, he's saying hello. He's saying hello. But that's our little baby. But we appreciate y'all for playing that round.
So if you like this, let us know. We're gonna continue it. We have another one for you guys.
Yes, and this one I'm gonna get into.
Yes.
Game two.
Ooh,
anything and everything. Don't forget to submit your answers for this
Please,
to our social medias.
Don't. Stop what you're doing. Go submit after this. Read.
Yes.
If you have to listen back to it.
Yes. Follow us on everything.
Yes.
And submit your answers. But I am often described as a little boxy. When I was younger, I had a larger backside. I am very heavy. I have a master that controls me. I need some juice. I can be annoying. I can be annoying at times. And I show people what they want to see.
Say that one more time for them so they can hear it for the people in the back. Okay.
I'm often described as a little boxy. When I was younger, I had a larger backside. I'm very heavy. I have a master that controls me. I need some juice.
That's my favorite part.
I can be a little annoying at times. And I show people what they want to see.
I got the juice. I got the juice. 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 Chancy, juice.
But honestly, we appreciate y'all for being a part of this episode. Like, what's your sign? What's your horoscope?
You know, I swear. Signs
are you that zodiac freak? Because I'm looking for
girl, you stand to me.
Signs of love making. And I make it say, ooh. I mean, fuck it. When's the album dropping? Fuck it. Let's go.
Oh, we gonna get an album?
Fuck it. Let's go.
We got
fuck
an album.
The big three. Nigga, it's just with me. Nigga, pull.
Oh, my God. This, I don't know what Drake has done to people, but,
Yeah, he pissed somebody off,
He pissed somebody off.
Honestly, he tried the right one, though, because Kung Fu King about to eat him
but
up.
But so I don't know why. It's a lot of people going, like, this. I don't know what's going on this month. But it's a lot of rappers that are getting into it with each other.
And it's kind of crazy, though, because...
And they actually really rapping.
Because Drake's a Scorpio, and I usually will ride for him, but...
He fucked up.
Gemini Kendrick is... You know, he said, you go low, I go to hell. Damn.
He said, I'm already there.
I'm already there. It's quite warm.
Yes, but we are so excited. We thank you guys for really tuning in to this episode. Next episode will be about the butterfly effect.
Ooh. What does that entail?
So that is going to be about what would you wish, like what do you wish you could change? If you could go back in time, or if you could choose a different route, what would you do?
Yeah, like something you regret. Like,
yeah, it could be a regret, or it could be just something that you just want to change.
We want to get deep with y'all.
I promise you we do. And then, did it work out for the best? Do you think it could work out for the best if you would have changed it? Or, like, would you do the red pill, blue pill type of thing? If they gave you two options in life.
I like that.
Like, how could, like...
I see you, Big P. Look, we trying to make a bank a little bit.
I do, because we just want to start diving deep, because we aren't just a surface level podcast. Like, we want to talk about anything and everything. Like, that's the whole moral of this, is to get people not in your feelings, but in your feelings.
Get you engaged, get you thinking, get the juices flowing.
The clock ticking, because at the end of the day, like, we all we got. We want big ass family.
Let's cut the surface level bullshit.
Yes. Okay, let's talk to each other. Talk. I'm your therapist.
I'm your therapist. Talk to me.
I'm here to listen. I'm here to vibe. I'm here to just take notes, because you guys are who make us. Like, we want you guys to interact with us. We want you guys to really say how y'all feel. Like, because we're going to tell y'all how we feel, right?
For sure.
We're not sugarcoating nothing.
For sure.
And next episode, we are really going to be getting deep. Like, we're trying to slowly ease you guys into it. But next episode, we're going to get a little bit
deep. Yeah, baby, we're getting
deep. So send us those questions. Send us answers. Send us everything that you guys want to talk to us about.
And you know where to reach us.
All social media platforms, JP Podcast, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and shoot us an email if you really want to get a quick response. And that's JPPODCAST2024@gmail.com. Let's go. Hit us up on that. We on Apple Podcasts, like you said, Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music. We on all of that. If you can't find us on that, because we is going to find us on that.
You ain't looking hard enough.
Because you can look up JP Podcast and we're going to pop right the fuck up. So, like we said, thank you for tuning in.
We love y'all for the support.
We appreciate y'all. Please continue to vibe with us. Please continue to listen to us. And we'll be back next week with the next Butterfly Effect. We out.
Peace.